So just at the end of the gospel, where Jesus claims or states to be I am, a great divine name. So for the Jews, this was blasphemy, and this is what led to the killing of Jesus when they thought he was making himself equal to God. And it finishes with Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. So the tradition of covering the statues and the crosses, some of the spiritual writers say this is part of that reason. As we get close to the passion of Jesus, he went and hid himself. And so we hide the statues, we hide the images of Jesus as well. I wanted to just point our attention to the collect, the opening prayer. As we pray, be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy. This heartfelt cry of each one of us as we come to the altar this morning. They were asking Jesus, asking the Father to be near to us and to look kindly. What an intimate invocation that is. As they were asking the Father to look kindly upon those of us who place our hope in God's mercy. As our hope is that virtue of belief that the promises of God will come true, and that he will supply what we need in order to make those promises come true. And so his mercy is one of those great gifts that the Father supplies to help us on this journey. And that cleansed from the stain of their sins. This is the point of Lent, that our practices help to cleanse us from the stain of the sins. Those actions that we take against God's will, which stain our soul, stain our life. We're praying that because we've been journeying in this season of Lent, that now in some way we have been cleansed, we've been made pure, and we're asking for this great favor so that we may persevere in holy living. This great virtue of fortitude, of perseverance. That the season of Lent should be wearisome. That the practices that Mother Church invites us to, the practices that we place upon ourselves, should be burdensome and wearisome. We should feel the weight of sanctification. That yes, the yoke and the burden of Jesus is easy and light, but it's a struggle for us. And so we need to persevere. We need God's help in persevering and leading a holy life. Because that's what this is all about. That we live with an eternal perspective. Our hope is that we be in heaven forever. And so this life lived set apart from this world, a holy life, so that we could be made full heirs of his promise. A son is an heir. And so we're claiming our sonship in Jesus. And that we want the fullness of the inheritance which is promised to us, which is eternal salvation. So this beautiful prayer that acknowledges where we are in this Lenten journey, begging God for his continued assistance, that amidst the weariness of life, especially the weariness of this Lenten season, that we could persevere, that we could stay the course, that we could stay true to what God has asked. We know that Jesus says that the gate is narrow and very few find it. One of the spiritual writers says that maybe it's narrow not to make it difficult for us, but since so few people choose it, there's no need for a large gate. So let us be numbered among those who strive for holiness, who choose the narrow path, who persevere in our journey so that we can be true and faithful sons and daughters and lay claim to that inheritance, the promise of eternal life.